We're less than 2 hours out from the Pittsburgh Pirates' triumphant return to the playoffs, and many disappointed Phillies fans are temporarily transferring their allegiance from the Fightins to the Buccos. Let's head west on the Pennsylvania Turnpike to hear from Paul Guggenheimer, host of Essential Pittsburgh. It's a weekday program on NPR sister station WESA in the Steel City. Paul, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thanks for that plug, and it's great to be on the show.
And so for a team that has sustained 20 consecutive losing seasons, what's the buzz around PNC Park this evening?
Well, it is going to be a very intense atmosphere and probably as loud as that ballpark, or for that matter, Three River Stadium, has ever been. This game has been eagerly anticipated. The Pirates, as you mentioned, haven't been in the playoffs since 1992. This is the first playoff game to be held at PNC Park. And on top of all that drama, you have the fact that it's a one-game, do-or-die, kind of made-for-television type playoff. But the stakes couldn't be higher, and people are really pumped.
Given the 20 years in the desert, is there a loyal fan base, or is there a bunch of folks jumping on now that they're doing well?
There is a loyal fan base. I think a lot of it has to do with the park. People have loved since PNC Park opened in 2001, and people have loved going to that ballpark because it is arguably the most beautiful, picturesque, and fan-friendly ballpark in all of the major leagues. That having been said, you know, that only goes so far, and the Pirates finally have a winner again. But, you know, they had winning teams back in the 90s that the fans, for whatever reason, never really connected with. Part of that had to do with Three River Stadium was not a fan-friendly ballpark. It was one of those cookie-cutter stadiums like the old Vet in Philadelphia. And so there were consequently empty seats even at playoff games. That was part of it. The other part of it was those early Pirates teams of the 90s had guys like Barry Bonds and Bobby Bonilla. And the fans here did not like Barry Bonds. Unless he was doing something good on the field, he was saying something stupid to upset the fans. They did not like him. And they never connected with that team in the way that they did years ago with the We Are Family Pirates of the late 70s. 1979, the Pirates won the World Series. Willie Stargell was their leader. The fans loved Willie Stargell. They loved Kent DeColvey. They loved everything about that team. And this team now, the fans love this team. They love Andrew McCutchen. They love Pedro Alvarez. In a one-game winner-take-all, anything can happen. And about the only thing I'm surprised at is something that you said, that people in Philadelphia are actually rooting for the Pirates. I can assure you that if it was the Phillies playing tonight, people in Pittsburgh would not be rooting for the Phillies.
Well, I think part of the Phillies allure, Philly fan allure, and national allure for teams like Pittsburgh, and let's include the Cleveland Indians and Oakland in that number, is they seem to do it with a budget that's minuscule compared to the high-spending teams. Yes, the Phillies, Red Sox, and Yankees come to mind.
Right. The Phillies can go out and get a Cliff Lee. They can get a Roy Halladay. I mean, they could pretty much plug whatever hole they have in their lineup or in their pitching rotation, whereas a team like the Pirates, we have one of the lesser payrolls in the league. And for a while, even though teams like Oakland and Tampa Bay, Cleveland have done well with the lower salaried players, for some reason it just was never coming together in Pittsburgh. And I think people had the sense here that, are we ever going to have a winning season again? Are we ever going to break this 20-season streak of this North American professional major sports league record of consecutive losing seasons? And then when that looked like it was going to become a reality, and then on top of that, you make the playoffs. Even if the Pirates lose tonight, it's been a great year. And I think that there will be hope for greater and even better things in the future. A sense of optimism has emerged this season about today and the future that did not exist in this town, baseball-wise, before.
Paul, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
It's been my pleasure. Go Bucks!
Paul Guggenheimer, host of Essential Pittsburgh, a weekday program on NPR sister station WESA in the Steel City.